Follow-up on Tim's question, does that, I assume that means that jhana does not necessarily have to arise only in seated meditation?
That's correct. That's correct. There is one of the talks in this collection of Ajahn Chah's, and I won't read it, I've got it sort of marked, but I realize there's not enough time. But he is describing development of the jhana factors in walking meditation. I mean, you're saying, okay, you're doing sitting meditation, you've cultivated this kind of stillness, this peace. At some point in time, your mind is either going to get restless or your body is going to get tired. So then change postures. And you do the same thing in walking meditation, the same cultivation of those same mental states and directing of attention, so that walking meditation is a viable entry into jhana and, say, samadhi, right concentration.